Everybody back again this week. Full boat minus Max. Had to throw him over. We weren't going to stay afloat. We got Victor Belmont.
You know it.
Giant Shock.
In the house.
Novus Redemptor. Myself, your handsome host, Rise Like Phoenix. And we have a guest. I don't have the enter your name thing, though.
Enter your name.
You want to tell us your name?
Train to Kill.
Right. Right. And your favorite system?
PS4.
The PS4.
Yes.
All right. All right. Do you play it all the time?
No.
Okay.
I just like it a lot.
And your favorite, game?
My favorite game? Titanfall.
All right. Titanfall.
That doesn't even make sense.
That doesn't make any sense, bro. System? You're on PS4, dude.
So what, man? That doesn't mean like I don't like doing things on another system.
You know what? That's a good point. That's a good point. I know a lot of people who like Kingdom Hearts. No, that's not a good point.
So what are you saying? People can't like Kingdom Hearts and like Halo?
No, they can.
Well, they're going to be on both systems right now. So well,
anyway,
it's going to be right.
Let's move on to what's out this week.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa! What's new?
Exciting and new.
Big Red's starting out for July and going into the 4th of July, Sniper Elite 3, which we talked about last week, that came out last week for computer, is coming out for PS4, Xbox One, PS3, and Xbox 360. Now,
for the computer, that might just be a little too easy, a little point and click.
Well, you know what? We didn't do it justice. That's why I'm bringing it up, because we were making fun of it as if it was a regular like silent scope game. And I checked it out. It's got a little more meat to it. It's a World War II game. You are a sniper. But you do other things, you know? You run around.
I don't know.
It's a little better.
Find different vantage points.
It looks good. Actually looks good.
A lot of people seem to like it. I just never really tried it myself.
It looks good. Yeah, like kielbasa, right? Or... what else do we got? Dynasty Warriors Gundam Reborn.
Oh, my God.
Are they
really?
Combining two franchises with that?
Yeah. No, they had Dynasty Warriors Gundam.
Yeah,
before,
they had like
right?
three of them.
Yeah. Now, Train to Kill, he's on the show, by the way, because he came over back from China.
Yep.
He's our buddy that went to China, came back a little bit, going back. I know he's our Gundam dude, though, back in the day.
Yeah, I am a Gundam dude. Love them all.
Do they have the Dynasty Warriors Gundams?
No, they only have Dynasty Warriors. They don't really combine franchises over in China. Well, and actually, they do a lot more of computer games since they're still mostly banned over in China.
Consoles, mostly banned?
Consoles are mostly banned.
Like you can only pick up a PS4 controller?
No, like...
that might be why you love the PS4, but Titanfall's your favorite game.
No, you can only buy like consoles and trade-free zones, which means like they're not sanctioned by the central government of China.
Oh.
So they are...
like the underground?
Black market? No. It's anything that you want to get, but it's like not directly through the central government. They're still heavily tariffed because of this.
So you're like sitting into like right, your video game booth is right next to like a kidney booth and like an AK-47 booth. Yeah. Let me get that Xbox One.
Alright, so is anyone looking at Dynasty Warriors Gundam Reborn?
I like Dynasty Warriors games, but the Gundam ones are just so bulky and
I'm waiting for Hyrule.
Oh my Hyrule. God, I cannot wait. Oh, wait. I love those
what
games.
What system is that on?
The Hyrule game?
Yeah.
Oh,
Wii
God.
U.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it was on... Let me tell you how gorgeous it would be if it was on Xbox One. Guacamole is coming out for the system. I know.
Guacamole.
Guacamelee Super Turbo Championship Edition, which I'm excited about. Guacamelee is a cool game. It's coming out for consoles this week. July 1st, it's coming to the PS4, so it's a little earlier, but we're recording on Wednesday, July 2nd, and it's already out today for the rest of the systems. Cool part about this game, Xbox One, it's going to be the game of the month, so it's going to be free.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, right? Isn't that cool?
I just
start paying for that.
People who don't know, it's an action platformer set in a magical Mexican-inspired world, and it's fucking fun.
Just joking about the Mexican-inspired world?
No, I'm not.
You made even the guacamole.
What was that show about on Fox about that little kid luchador? It's like that.
Little Libre?
Yeah. Wasn't it Little Libre?
I just made that up to
you. No, it's a little game. I don't think it was
Lucha Libre.
No, that was a movie with
Nacho Libre.
No, that's Nacho Libre. It's a movie.
Lucha Libre was the little...
I think it's the little one with the kids.
Yeah, with the little kids and their mass fighters.
But like, is this...
Yeah, it was good.
What was that? There was a first-person shooter with demons that was set in Mexico. I forget what it was called, but is it kind of like the raunchy comedy like that or no? Because that game was hysterical.
It is like that little kid's cartoon.
Okay.
And Shank. Kind of like Shank.
Shank's awesome.
Oh, Shank, I remember that game.
Yeah, it looks good. Shadow Ops Red Mercury coming out for PC. It looks very mediocre. Not excited about it. Real Boxing, which is a boxing simulator. You journey from amateur to pro. Whatever. I mean, it looks good.
Isn't that kind of an oxymoron to call it real boxing?
Yeah, that is a little weird. Thank you.
Real virtual boxing.
Well, didn't they have like real sports talk football back in the day too? Like,
okay, but that's like real sports talk football.
Yeah, that's like commentary.
They're just saying that the sports talk is real.
They like throw real and shit. Maybe there's real commentary in that.
What
one
about
too.
When your boy on the street lies and he's telling you real talk? You
know? Real first person shooter.
It's fucked up. Right. COD Ghosts is getting Invasion DLC. It's got a little bit of a new story and a couple multiplayer maps. I like it when they bring them both together, because normally Call of Duty just kind of throws out multiplayer maps because they know everyone's going to eat that garbage up.
Yeah.
So at least you get a little story going. And finally, there's a bunch of indie games out there every week, too.
I feel the DLC maps aren't keeping people's appetites wet. They already returned that game, probably. Like, in general, man.
The
like,
Titanfall DLC enough. Got me back.
Titanfall came out in May, man, or something. Like
but the DLC got me back. Because right, I already felt it.
They're still only 3 months or 4 months old.
All right.
Like, I thought Ghost came out in November.
Yep. Titanfall's coming out with a whole bunch of free shit. Like, they come out with free modes and free cards for Titans and stuff like that. They know how to treat a girl.
That's because they're probably still building the game itself. Like,
they already announced it super early.
They know that we all signed on and there was no story mode and we were just kind of throwing them a bone because it looked cool. So at least they're throwing it a little bit back. And Friday, Pokemon. Friday the 4th of July. Pokemon Art Academy is coming out.
What? Better be some patriotic fucking Pokemon.
That's, that's Wii U for you.
What?
I don't know. Pokemon Art Academy, man. It's got 40 different Pokemon that you could draw like French girls, I guess. 40, I don't know, man.
40, so that's like what? 1/20th of the entire Pokemon setup now?
I think that it's just like... Just based on children's apps that I play with my kids, it's just like they'll have Pikachu walk you through how to draw his ass or whatever it is.
They should make like American themed, revolutionary themed Pokemon on that shit.
Yeah, judging how it's coming straight from Japan, I don't think
like Sam Baddams or something like that.
I saw something online where they made all the fighters from Smash Brothers in the WWF game, and that was fun. This big yellow monster Pikachu is like, we should do that.
You can just download their stuff. You can put they all just put it on.
I remember
on
that.
Servers, and then you just download anyone's wrestlers.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah, because I don't want to do that kind of work.
Well, no, I mean, the work is half the battle.
No, because they used to. I mean, the wrestling forums used to be like, this is how you make my guy that I made that's pretty good looking, you know, Rob Van Dam or something like that. And instead of all that nonsense, they
you
just...
You think Rob Van Dam's pretty good looking?
No, he's gorgeous. Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, you ever see that 5-star frog splash?
RBD.
He's got a little stomach nowadays. Yeah. Looking old.
Yeah,
he's a little bit old.
A little pudgy. Don't know if they're breaking out the chance for the splits.
He's kind of looking like Steven Seagal more than Rob Van Dam. But... They have a huge forum now where you can just view the wrestler that someone made and then just download it instead of sitting there.
They've been doing
trying
that for a while though, man. I remember doing that when I owned a wrestling game, right?
No, absolutely not. On 64?
No, not on 64. No.
since online gaming has been a thing.
No, this is like the last two or three of them have done it.
Yeah,
Like maybe since the 13, it didn't go much further back than that.
Saints Row let you do it too, but you know what I got the beef with Saints Row is that they said, do you want your downloadable character from our station? I go, yeah, I want that guy. But they don't make the same clothes. So for the first, like, serious cutscenes, my dude was ass naked, like, walking around. Like,
he's a trooper.
Right, right. They didn't even throw him some...
It's naked Dan, right. Run! Right.
No, I was the president. I was the president, so I was giving these presidential speeches booty ass naked.
Well, that's how badass you were.
Like, and nobody said shit.
Like President Camacho?
Yeah.
Shit.
Nobody said shit. All right, so that's basically the notable games out this week. Sorry if I missed you, indie game companies. I don't know. So we're going to go into what we're particularly playing. I had a sound clip. I didn't bring it.
It's in my
jeans somewhere at home.
There's no sound clips today.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what are you playing this week?
Drakengard 3 for PS3.
I've heard of it.
Giant Shock, what are you playing? What is it?
It's basically like a hack slash beat 'em up kind of game. You're this crazy woman trying to kill all your sisters.
Also kind of redundant. Crazy woman, like
she's absolutely nuts. And it's the most raunchiest, like dirtiest game ever. Like the entire game, she's just yelling out perverted, ridiculous.
Is she
shit.
Like the female knight from what's that show we all love? Game of Thrones.
Brina Tarth?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I knew you know the name.
No, she's like just small, but like. Yo, like you,
she's
lollipop,
sick.
Lollipop, yo, like, chainsaw.
Like it's even worse. Like more ridiculously raunchy. Like the first.
Did you get it from the heavily tariffed zone?
No, the first sister. Like no, the second sister wants to kill. Literally, the only reason she gives is like, how is she a virgin still? She's got to die for this. Wow.
That lollipop chainsaw game. I'm playing it. Like,
oh, I love it.
I gotta go find my girlfriend, man. This is hot.
You like it? You like it in the game?
Oh, I love it. It's just a lot of fun. Just. Backslash beat 'em up kind of game, and just like the dialogue of the game really just sells it. It's just funny. Like they don't take themselves serious in the slightest.
I love that.
Yeah,
that's again Saints Row. Giant. What are you doing?
We did a little bit of recreational warfare, so we went back and played Double Dragon Neon.
Oh god,
and I love it.
That game's fun, man. Like it's pretty epically dumb with the whole like mullets, and they're stealing stuff.
They were gonna come back. I thought with the success of that game, we were gonna get like a whole bunch of retro games from them. Like
no.
That would have been sick.
If they're gonna remake retro games like that.
Battletoads. I just ended your sentence. No,
it was Extreme Man. Like there was Mountain Dew. Okay.
And first of all, you can't reboot Battletoads because technically it's been rebooted so many friggin' times and it's the same game.
They should reboot it and make you not be able to beat the second level again. It's like
you can't beat the third level. Jet skis.
Jet skis. The second level was the hole you were going down.
The hole's not that fun either, though.
The game's not that fun. It was a fun concept that tricked us because we all like the Ninja Turtles. That's what happened.
Oh, man. They need to bring back Street Sharks. That game was awesome.
Moving on. Novus, what are you playing this week?
Like you said, Double Dragon Neon. Finally finished Final Fantasy 13. Moved on to Final Fantasy 13 2. Spent Saturday at Barcade, so I played a whole fuckload of arcade games.
Yeah, Barcade's sweet.
Yeah.
Anybody who doesn't know, in Brooklyn there's a arcade slash bar.
It's a clever name, Barkey.
Yeah. Right. So we went inside, played a couple of games, went down the street, got a 40, went back inside, played some more games, went down the street, got a 40.
You know they sell beers there.
But like, when you can get the equivalent of...
The 40 is like the library of bars.
when you can get the equivalent of about 7 or 8 beers for the price of one in that place, it's like, I think I'll take more for less.
I dropped $200 when I went.
That's because you were dumb as hell.
Right. And I bought my whole party t-shirts when I got drunk.
Dumb as hell.
Anyway, it's a good time. Everybody should check it out.
And other than that, Splinter Cell Blacklist.
Okay. All right. It was good. Trained, what are you doing over in China?
Playing LOL.
Chinese checkers.
No.
Okay.
League of Legends.
League of Legends.
Yeah.
They online?
Online, yeah.
Right.
You can only play.
You can only connect to, like, I can only connect to Chinese servers. You can't connect to North American.
That's what
you were telling us in
that's
the kitchen before that they run real slow there, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyone getting too good at tactics, you know? there's a lot of people in a land war.
The problem is, if I want to connect to an American server, I have to run my VPN. Mm-hmm. So it slows the game up. I get ping over, like, 300, so it's not even worth playing on the American servers. But if I play on a Chinese server, I get like 45, and everybody over there they know how to work in a team. Like when I play, like
a communist.
Well,
So it's all they're about, man.
You guys basically building walls and stuff like that?
No, basically everyone works much better as a team than they do in America when they're playing LOL. I play a support, which is play bottom lane, and I support the ADC attack damage carry.
Most people have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, right.
A lot of words being thrown at me.
Nerd. I'm getting pretty bored.
Like I understand, but they have no idea.
No,
it's a computer game.
I get you. That's what you dumb down to words.
I know things. Be quiet.
I get you. You're playing League of Legends.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, also playing.
Are you a League of Legends army with all your fucking code words? Jesus. All right.
Anything else?
Playing an MMO over there, Terror Rising.
Okay.
Is
that exclusive to China?
No. I run that through my VPN.
Okay.
Quick question. The games you buy there, are they dubbed for you?
No. Not
so you have, no idea what's going on?
Well, everything's in Chinese, but I can read mostly Chinese. Yeah. I'm pretty good at that shit. But,
we'll put that to the test out of the show.
But the problem is because it's just like us. We start to talk slang.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea once they start talking slang in Chinese because words don't even mean
the same. I heard that's like the first thing you want to learn when you go to another country.
No, it's harder because they have four tones, and to me, all their tones sound mostly the same. So when you're playing a game...
Racist.
Yeah. So when you're playing a game and you're like, what word is this? Oh, no, these two words mean different. When I ask my girlfriend, she's like, I have no idea what the hell they're talking
about.
Wait,
tones? Mm-hmm. Reading tones?
No. When you put two characters together, right? Mm-hmm. All
right, dude, this isn't a lesson on China. Thank you, though. Okay. Thank you. We'll go over it after the show. I am playing Watch Dogs, which Train to Kill graciously got me for my birthday.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Was it everything? Suck up. They really, everything they hype it to be?
It's pretty fucking cool. It's pretty cool. It's like Grand Theft Auto, but you don't feel like a dick. You know, because...
Because you're going against the system?
Yeah, you're going against a system, fast recaps. They did something foul to you, and you got to get them back. And you are just the man. I mean, you are walking around with your cell phone. First off, the battery never dies, which is crazy because this is obviously an iPhone. So, but I mean, like, you just make ATMs explode, and like some of the stuff, like steam pipe explode, is a little bit of a stretch. I don't know how electronically you could do that, but. It's all pretty cool. When you're driving, you can kind of shoot out this, like, force blast or whatever to, like, turn off lights and change your lights. And
it's kind of like a real-life Jedi, almost.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it does feel a lot like that, yeah. But you can hack into people's phone conversations, anybody on the street, so they must have put a ton of background, like,
conversations
and shit like that into it, which is always fun. I mean, it's a good game. I'm not that far into it.
If you keep, like, hacking into random people's phones, you can end up with a lot of, like, naked pics of people.
You're not getting any of that. No, Scarlett Johansson's not anywhere in the game, right? But it is a fun game. I'm looking forward to the storyline. The storyline actually seems very impressive. All right, I think we're going to move into the news. I'd like to talk about it more, but we're going to do news because we actually have three different sections tonight. So bear with us. Here's the news.
News team, assemble!
Good news, everyone.
Don't need money.
Bad news, everyone.
Take it away. I don't mind.
Oh, have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Hit the B square.
Okay, first piece I wanted to go over, which is a big deal. Hopefully, it'll be a game changer around. EA is not allowed to call Dungeon Keeper free in the UK anymore because of all the microtransactions. Basically, it's a time-based progression game, which we're all familiar with that by now, a la Simpsons or Avengers or Injustice, which on iOS, which is basically, it's free technically, but... You have to either wait an hour after a mission, or you can pay for gems or whatever.
They're never free. They start
they're
out
not.
Like, oh, they're free.
They're
until you drop
free.
$60 because you don't want to wait for 15 crystals. Like,
well, the Brits put their foot down, and the UK Advertising Standards Agency, they basically put the no-no on the ad, saying that they're extremely misleading, and if you have to pay anything in a game from now on, you can't put it as a free game. I hope that's true. I mean, they suckered me in with Injustice back when I was on the Injustice craze and found out that the iOS game is a pay-to-play game, which sucks. You know? I mean, I knew something was fishy when I bought it, and it didn't cost me anything. But I, come on, just I, and everybody liked the old Dungeon Keeper. Anyone else play the old Dungeon Keeper?
Yeah.
It was a good game. Yeah. It was a good game.
Yeah.
It was a solid, fun, kind of a little wacky game. And I'm sorry to see their reincarnation come back as this money-whoring situation that they always do now.
I mean, gotta make a buck somewhere, right?
Yeah. I guess, man, but just charge me. Charge me for it. I'm playing the Heroes of Might and Magic app, and they charged me $6, and I paid it, and that's it. We're done.
I'm not sure if they, like, did research on this, but people are probably more apt to spend money on, like, a free thing that they got hooked to than to
initially. Oh, yeah, that's so exactly good. What it is. But they also know these little kids are eating it up.
Yo, I got hooked bad to Knights and Dragons, which was one of the app games.
Yeah?
And I was dropping, like, $50 a week on that game for, like, 2 months. I'm like, oh, this is bad. No.
I think I played that.
Yo, I had the squad.
I guarantee you that Novus Redemptor spent zip, zilch, nada on that fucking game.
I'm like, yo, but I'm sitting like,
motherfucker, I'm not allowed to battle for 2 days? 2 days it is?
Well, not if you count the money it cost to charge his device up now.
Oh, yeah. I guess. Yeah. It's like, hello? Hotline? Yeah, I've spent at least 12 cents charging my phone. I demand satisfaction. Second story and last story, because I don't want to do the news too much, is of significance this week is Airtight Games. Anyone know
Airtight?
Airtight? Yeah. Does anyone know Airtight Games?
No, not a fan.
Come on. Oh, what if I say it like that? Airtight?
Anyone? Airtight? No, I got it.
Oh. I mean, I can cheat by looking at your pad.
All right. 1 week after the debut of arguably their biggest game, Murdered Soul Suspect, just came out last week.
Yeah, I heard. I actually saw some gameplay on it.
Oh, it's cold.
Yeah, it's not.
1 week after they closed their doors to the studio.
didn't Team Bondi do that when L.A. Noire came out?
I don't know. They certainly should have, though.
I heard this was Lindsay Lohan's pet project.
No. anyway, they're responsible for Dark Void, which wasn't that good a game. Quantum Conundrum, which also wasn't that good a game.
Quantum Conundrum.
Just a bunch of duds.
Just some duds.
No one will be missed.
And Murdered Soul Suspect. April 14th, they had in April they had a 14-man layoff, sorry. And they claimed it was for restructuring. Now you can go by their studio and...
Parking lot.
In the parking lot, they have a sign that says office furniture for sale. So I don't know what kind of restructuring they were doing. I normally say I hate to see anyone not make it, but...
They have a real-time moving building game right now that they're working on.
These games suck.
Dark Void was, like, interesting if you really like the Rocketeer aspect of it. Like, you could fly around. That's about it.
Was
it cool? Did it have that look of the Rocketeer?
No, it was like a space. Like, you're flying around like asteroids and shit at one point. Man. But it was so hard to control. It was just not even... It wasn't even worth it.
Bad controls because it's murdering.
Yeah.
Well, Murdered Soul Suspect looks terrible. I mean, you can look at it on Twitch.
It's not great.
It's not. It's not a good looking game. It basically kind of plays like the darkness. Remember the darkness with the powers? But you don't get control of your powers. You're a dead detective who got murked. And the character looks pretty cool. He's got bullet holes in him and stuff. But he can do physical things and, I don't know, mystical things or whatever, soul things. But the soul things are so limited and shitty, like this, and they're so specific. Like,
hey man, let's stop wasting words on a dead company.
Yeah, sorry, you're tight, man. Sorry, but I won't be getting any of your office furniture. I'm not helping you out. That was basically the news. I had a couple little stories, but then Tommy agreed graciously, or Train to Kill, to be on the show, and I wanted to get to ask him a bunch of questions afterwards. So we're going to do the test. And then, I don't know, maybe the debate or maybe the Tommy questions. I don't know. Let's figure it out, though. Test first.
This is a test.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Test your might.
And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bryce's ass so hard.
This is only a test.
I'm sorry, are my sound clips hurting your baby ears, Train to Kill?
They're just a tad bit.
I'm not gonna lie. I suck at these tests, but I love the test intro.
Yeah. Is it your favorite?
It is.
You know what? Know my favorite.
Yeah, we all know your favorite.
It's Rise Like Phoenix. Rise like Phoenix, out of the ashes, seeking brotherhood.
Besides the Tenacious D, what the hell are those songs?
Yeah, that's the most conceited thing I've ever heard in my life.
Anyway, back to the test. Tonight, I have a beefy test, a sound clip test, which is always good for audio. It's going to be that awesome noise that you hear that you know something's popping off in a video game. These are all the boss battles. So they're all 8-bit. You should probably remember most of the games. Most of them are pretty famous. I kind of took it easy. I didn't want anybody just kind of...
8-bit boss battle themes? I'm going to put my money on Danny winning this.
Yeah? Oh,
lock it off.
Yeah. Lock it up on who?
On Danny. On Danny.
unless we gag him or something. I don't know.
I'm not sure, because the only thing that's running through my mind right now is, like, the Punch-Out music. That's about
Punch-Out's not on here. So.
Well, then there you go. I'm done.
All right.
So I just keep thinking Mega Man over and over in my head.
All right, so let's get Victor, Giant, Train to Kill, Novus Redemptor.
Just do me a favor and don't give my point to Victor this time.
Oh, do it anyway. Don't listen to him.
1 point for Victor. Right. All right. The first one. Boss battle you will encounter in 8-bit.
Cut.
Oh. Novus Redemptor.
Ninja Gaiden.
Ninja Gaiden is correct. I forgot to tell you. Tonight are Nelly rules. So.
Okay. Oh, hot and hurt!
Before I even heard,
I'm
like,
kidding me.
I was thinking. I was thinking the music. You know.
That's better than the Full House clips.
Right. We have Nelly in the studio tonight. He's judging for the music. Very good. See, it's not as hard as you thought it would be.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Novus, 1 point.
Anyways, the other one, you going down, babe?
No, it's not. Right. number two. Hand raise, and you can, if you get it wrong, I will subtract points.
Sonic.
Giant Shock.
Okay, I definitely know that song, but I'm going to get this minus one because I forgot. I knew the song.
Minus one.
I knew the song also. I just can't.
We had Train to Kill was next.
Mario Brothers 3, the Bowser fights.
Kid Negative.
No, fuck you. Put your hand
down. My hand's up, man.
Fuck you.
Whose hand was up, for real?
I wasn't paying attention.
Victor's behind me.
Let's so obviously it's Victor's point then.
Let's give him a point.
All right, Victor.
What Zelda.
Negative.
Oh, damn it.
I forgot. Nelly, you've been quiet.
Oh, now he's mad quiet.
What do you think about these guys?
So what is it?
All right.
Oh, wait. I got it.
No, don't give him a point. Don't
what do
you
it. Got?
Super Mario Brothers 2.
So hot and hurt.
Oh, you're right. Yo, for some reason, I pictured fighting a dragon shooting fireballs.
No, it was
the Birdo fights.
Birdo fights.
Yeah. The thing was, my brain was like, I know that song.
We've all heard it.
Everybody
yeah.
knows them. So the next one coming up.
For 8 points.
I have no idea. This one was one of the more difficult ones. No takers?
No.
No.
None?
Zippy.
Alright. Kirby, the original Kirby.
Yeah. Oh God!
Yeah, that's.
I haven't heard that in forever. Yeah.
This one I know for a fact. Everybody knows. So it was also my ringtone for a long, long time. Daymax hands are busy. Let's go.
I love that song.
Novus,
the original Ninja Turtles game.
Correct.
So hot and hurt.
Oh yeah.
I'm actually switching between apps to do this because I had so many sounds up. The next one. No, Prince Redemptor.
Pretty sure it's one of the Mega Mans.
Are we going with one of the Mega Mans?
It's not all of them. I would say Mega Man 2.
Hell no.
Might as well guess now.
Yeah.
Victor.
Is it Mega Man the original?
Yes.
Okay. Don't walk him down for a point. He got one wrong before. He's at zero.
Oh, right.
Damn you, you son of a bitch.
It's down for zero.
Eat it.
Oh, God. You're lucky you're not closer.
All right, we also have one. I have a feeling. I know for a fact I played the game. I know everyone else played the game. I think Danny might have a slight lead on everyone. Anybody? We can do 3, 2, 1.
Hell no.
Darkwing Duck.
Oh, damn it.
8-bit Darkwing Duck.
Oh, I say it was so familiar.
I was just playing that like 3 weeks ago.
I knew you were. I knew you were.
Oh, my God.
Right. And there you are fighting Quacker Jack to that tune. All right.
Damn you, Steelbeak.
We got 3 more left, fellas. All right. Anyone's game. Except for probably Giants. You knew shit was going down in this game when this started playing. And no taker still. This is one I'm confident I would have got.
See, it's because no one 3? Wants to lose points, that's why.
2?
I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
1.
Hell no!
Battletoads.
Yeah. Yo, Danny, to be fair, the only time I actually knew a song, I threw my hand up without knowing it.
So. Like, because you knew the song.
I knew the song itself. From.
I knew the song. I mean, we all knew it. It's just.
All right. We got one everybody knows. Again, I guarantee it.
I literally, no, I would be so mad at myself in like 14 seconds when you tell me.
Yeah, I'm not giving you a 14 count though, bro.
I think what I love is the fact that Victor trained myself all had the same reaction.
You were like,
my hands like, no,
I know it is. I would feel so dumb. Oh,
we got enough.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
No, hell no.
Super Mario Brothers 3. When you're going for the wand.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God. I was like, everybody knows
that's
that.
That's why everyone was like, what?
Like, right. Everybody's playing that.
Everybody knows that shit.
That shit was in that movie, The Wiz.
Right. That's where I know it from, right? The Wiz, the movie. That's
I love that movie.
All right. And the last one. We have 0 points for Victor, -1 for Giant Shock, -1 for Trying to Kill, and 2 for Novus.
Hey, we both got boned by Mario, too.
Bro. I know.
So this is for 2. 3 points. Not
this point, this 4 point. Points, and a win. I don't think anyone's getting this one. Again, Novus might have a slight lead.
I also want to guess.
Anyway,
I'm going to guess Metal Gear, first one.
4 points for Tom.
That actually was my guess.
Was it?
Yeah.
Anyone? Anyone else? No. All right. So Novus and Train to Kill tie. Actually, wait.
I win.
Train to Kill win.
No.
4 points for Train to Kill.
4 points for Train to Kill.
Going halfway around the world to beat that ass.
He was losing miserably.
Well, I can't. Yeah.
Well, you know what? No one sees the comeback, right? No one sees the comeback.
That's how all of his tests work. It's like, oh, well, the rest of the questions don't count. Here's the last
one. You got hustle.
It's like, whose line is it anyway? Well, the points don't matter.
Thomas ran the annexation of Puerto Rico and got the win.
You got hustle.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
I don't care. I'm walking away this
one. Danny is the A-Squad winner, officially. I had to stick to my gun and say 4 points.
Asterisk.
All right. So we got a couple sections tonight that I'm excited about. I got a couple questions for Tom about what it's like to game in China. I also have a sweet debate and Danny's segment, which I love, top five. So let's let him do top fives. Okay. Redeem himself from that horrible loss.
You mean that epic win?
What are you talking about? I flew so long to get here to whoop your ass.
He's been training. He's had his girlfriend just flash cards.
You think you're so good because you can read Chinese?
All right.
So put a sound clip here.
Sound clip. Quick rise like Phoenix.
Top five Riley likes Vic Fiemens moments.
Okay. All right, so I picked the top five happy accidents in gaming. It's pretty much like anything that happened in a game that was like it worked out for the better or was successful, and it wasn't necessarily on purpose.
Like whenever you fell off the rainbow road.
That was just hilarious.
Right. But so sometimes it worked in your back.
Now, I picked my top five based on my own personal favorites and what I think had most significance, but I do have a bunch of extras for afterward if anybody wants to hear them.
Don't hussy up your top five.
Right. Fuck you.
Nobody wants to hear them. Let's go.
All right. So, number five, the origins of the Konami code. The Konami code was not supposed to be an actual code in the game for players. It was put in there by somebody who created the game. Because he couldn't beat Galaga.
Keep his mouth shut, yeah. I guess.
Well, he put the code in there so he can get extra lives and actually beat the game because he couldn't get past a certain point. So he threw it in there, and people pretty much found out, and they started throwing it into all of Konami games. So it wasn't there for the benefit of the gamer. It was there for the benefit of the game testers so they can actually beat the game because they sucked at it.
Oh,
so
shots fired.
Oh. You're that Konami, you stink the game.
That's right, Konami.
You idiot!
You know what? Save that one because number three involves that.
Okay. I got a couple ones.
Number four, Legend of Zelda. The second quest exists because the guys who created the game thought they had used all the data they had. They only used half of it. So they said, oh, well, might as well make a second game to go with it. So the second quest for the original Legend of Zelda was pretty much an accident. They just said, oh, well, we have space.
Yeah, but they've been doing that forever, man. I can't tell you how many times I show up now. Like, Wind Waker, for example, I showed up, I was all set up, I go up to fight Ganon in that tower, and he punches me across the universe and I got no boots, no sword, no nothing, and I find out there's a second half of the game.
Okay, well,
that's like a Zelda staple now.
Yes, but I'm saying that this is the first time it happened, and it happened because someone said, oh crap, we have all this space left.
All right, so
second quest in the game kind of by accident.
That was excellent.
Good number one. Three, Metal Gear was not originally supposed to be a stealth game. It pretty much
you idiot.
It pretty much kind of spearheaded the stealth game genre because of the fact that it was originally made for a computer that could not handle it. So if you had too many guys on the screen, too many bullets on the screen, the game would just crash. So they had to make it slower, less guys on the screen, and more, you know, avoiding people. So they created a stealth game because of the fact that they couldn't create a full-on action game because their crappy computer could not handle it.
All right, man. All right.
So,
that's a good one.
Stealth ones. Number two, GTA started out as a completely different game. It was supposed to be a game that was take the original GTA with the overhead view of driving cars around and take out like all the cops and everything. That was the original game. It was not supposed to be causing chaos or anything, or doing little missions.
Just driving places. Do you
and
stealing cars?
Like the original one.
No, you don't. Fun. But like the original point of the game was not any of that. Not any of the cool fun missions. You couldn't get the cops to go on you.
It's having a nice day driving around.
Wait a second. Exactly. I have a sound clip on my iPad called Not Hitting. I have no idea what it is.
Has Not Hitting the Bitch been working?
Oh, all right.
Okay, well, that kind of works.
Did someone walk in and be like, this game is
I knew that was for in my GTA sound clip bin.
Did someone walk into the studio like, this game is fucking boring, guys?
Kind of what happened, because game testers came in, played the game, they said, wow, this game sucks. But there was a glitch in the original game that, for some reason, the police would go nuts. And so instead of playing the game to its purpose, people would just fuck with the police. And Rockstar said, yo, we gotta do something about this. So they made the Grand Theft Auto series.
The game testers just called them up and they're
I'm bored.
Pretty much. And number one...
I found a whole bin of sound clips.
And number one, the success of the multiplayer of GoldenEye. It was an afterthought. It was almost not in the game. Nobody wanted it. Only people who wanted it were the guys who made the game. Rare did not want to include it.
An odd job, get a little FaceTime.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. But no one really in the higher up cared about it, but it became one of the most successful parts of the game.
That
one of the most
launched FPSs, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it was really pivotal to, you know, what gaming technically is now.
Yeah.
But it was an afterthought. It took 6 weeks to make in, like, the very closing seconds of, in 2.5 years of making the game, and the last 6 weeks of it is just throwing in this multiplayer that nobody cared about.
You know what's funny? Same exact deal happened with the original Gears of War. That was never supposed to be the multiplayer hit.
Yeah,
I think Cliffy B didn't even give a shit about putting in it. That's why the boards were so small in the original one.
I thought they were just so small because you had to find people.
No, they were just tiny because they were just like, F it. And then that's why in the second one they came up with these huge boards and they found out everybody kind of liked the tinier boards better.
I think it's with the bigger boards, it's better that you have the more characters that they added for... Like Gears of War 2, you can play with 10 guys as opposed to just like the 6, I think you can play.
Eight. Yeah. I don't know, I like the original Gears. It was just so much fun.
Yeah. It was shotgun. Tighter.
We talked about it.
We had so many epic battles.
They're rebooting it. It's going to be nice. Danny.
Okay. So that was my number one, the GoldenEye thing. Mm-hmm. But I have a few others just that were I thought were pretty cool in general.
Cool.
Kirby was not originally supposed to be the design that he was. He was... drawn as a circle.
Oh, yeah.
He was a substitute, yeah.
Yeah, he was drawn as a circle, and then the creator was like, I like this. Let me just add an arm, and that was essentially the end of it. So Kirby was going to be
like
something
someone
different.
Came up like Hudsucker Proxy, they showed him a circle. Yeah. Kirby!
Samus from Metroid, the whole morphing into a ball and rolling around thing, the only reason that exists is because they couldn't animate her crawling. They were going to animate the suit crawling.
She turns into a ball. Whatever.
Yeah. I guess because it was too much for the game. Team Fortress 2, the only reason the
spy... Or a horse. Who gives a shit?
A mini horse. What?
Why are you the leader of Nintendo?
Get a whole lot of, like, you know...
Turn into a crab. Horse. He's red, right?
I'm not. I'm the janitor. Anyway, I got to go take a shit.
Got to clean the pipes.
All right. Team Fortress 2, the only reason the spy exists is because there was a glitch in the game that changed some character's color to the opposite team, so people on the one team would kill under the disguise of the color, right.
They
said, oh, that's a great idea, we'll make a character based on that.
I used to do that in dodgeball in gym class. I'd switch around the way I'm standing, and then have people walk past me, and then smack them in the back of the ball, and the teacher would be like, yeah, fine, fuck it, it's fine.
I did the same thing when my team was losing. I just turn around and blast them.
All right, Silent Hill, all the fog, the ambiance of it, everything that was used to hide load times. It was not necessarily put in there for ambiance. It was used to hide the fact that the game has not loaded what's in front of you yet.
Murdered Soul Suspect had a lot of fog.
But they did that very well. Yeah. The Silent Hill, they did it like
this game's foggy as hell.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I mean,
you can't see shit.
You think it's like the absolute perfect thing to it, but it's like it's them trying to say, oh man, our game is too big for this crap console, pretty much.
Yep.
Yeah. Or at the time.
It is kind of smart, though. Can you imagine somebody being like, damn, this looks like shit from long range? Wait a second. What if we throw a bunch of fog in there?
Can you imagine, videos of opening doors forever?
He wakes up, goes to the movies, he's just like, I can't deal with this anymore. I gotta get my head straight. And it's that Mark Wahlberg...
Max Payne?
No, what's that movie with The Mist.
That's not Mark Wahlberg, Thomas Jane.
I don't know, it was terrible.
Are you talking about The Happening?
No.
The Happening was...
I was thinking of The Happening and
The Wind Mist. Was the bad guy.
I was thinking of The Mistening. Anyway.
The Mist is the worst movie ever.
Right.
I thought The Room was the worst movie ever.
Actually, you're all wrong.
It's actually The Happening.
No, Waking the Dead was the worst movie ever.
Okay. Anyway, last three.
It has Nick Cage. Can't be that bad.
It was a Nick Cage.
Last three. Street Fighter accidentally invents combo. Apparently, in the midst of doing one attack, you can cancel the animation out by doing another attack. It created the idea of getting more than one hit in at a time.
Yo, fuck them now, man.
Yeah, what about the million hits at a time? That's fucking
right.
Annoying.
Yeah.
Juggling, who invented that shit?
Yeah.
The design of Mario was based on was due to graphical limitations. So the way that
make
Mario
him Italian.
Well, the reason that he has overalls, the reason he has a mustache, the reason he has like a nose his size, it's all because they said, okay, well, if we do this, this wouldn't look good. If we do this,
didn't they base him off the landlord from Nintendo North America?
I think that's just a way of getting around racism against the Italian Americans.
Right? No, I swear, our landlord looked like that.
Yeah.
No, always red overalls. What are you talking about?
Graphic limitations. That's why he's a stereotype.
With the hat to match.
Had he been black, he'd have been a stereotype there too. And Asian, we can only do stereotypes in Nintendo.
And last one.
It's a graphical limitation.
The graphical limitations of racism.
Right.
I'm going to make a song. All right, and last one. Space Invaders accidentally creates the difficulty curve. The guy who created the Space Invaders game, I'm not sure if it was the port for Atari or whatever, he wanted to make it more difficult and have the aliens come down faster.
You could have broke the controller.
Well, when he tried to do that, it wouldn't work because there's too much on the screen. It couldn't go any faster. So... the way it was coded, as you started taking away things on the screen, it started to move faster. So it just created this difficulty curve based on how much you've done. So he didn't mean to do that, but he did that by accident.
So. That'd be retarded easy though, if they were just going the same speed all day.
Yeah. Because the thing is, like, he wanted it...
That game would suck.
The way it starts off really slow?
Even more.
He wanted that to be faster. And since he couldn't get that to go faster...
Oh, he wanted the first part to be faster?
Yeah.
You get rocked. Yeah. There's like, ding, ding, ding,
yeah.
ding.
Yeah, if that whole mob was going full blast first... No way, man. That'd be a whole different game.
I think what
he
wanted to do was have one steady speed, but faster than the original speed. And then as you get more stuff off the screen...
That's what I'm saying. By level 10, everybody's getting smoked. Oh, you can't take out that many people.
So it goes. It's a score-based game, so it's not like you have anything
so
to
it
beat.
So it goes.
I guess.
So it goes. All right, that was it.
Can that be your sign-off from now on?
So it goes.
So it goes.
How about game on?
When you're leaving?
Huh?
Yeah. You're like, all right, thanks everybody for my section. Game on.
It's better than the way that you end this show with all the mopey, playing, guys.
Game on, Bill. Game on, Ted.
No, it's fucking Wayne and Garth.
Good night, Johnny Blaze. Game, flame on.
All right. So, who's up for, what do you guys want to do, an interview or the debate? You feeling debate-y?
Yeah, I'll do a little debate.
All right. You still going down for the debate?
I just want to know what he's going to say. That's what I'm looking forward to. It's going to be bad.
Let's do it. Let's kick off the debate.
Two men enter, one man leaves. Two men enter, one man leaves. Two men
enter. Well, there's no turning back now. This means war.
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
Now, let's get it on.
Anyway, what's up?
That was abrupt.
That's what I was thinking.
Let's get it out.
That's how it goes, man. Judge Mills Lane. Anyway.
I'll allow
so,
it.
Thanks. So anyway, there's no women allowed at the upcoming Hearthstone tournament. You know, the International Esports Federation is having their 6th annual World Championship, and it will be taking place in November. But if you're a woman looking to compete in the Hearthstone, Heroes of Warcraft, or Ultra Street Fighter 4, or Dota 2, you're out of luck.
What can they compete in?
Let me look it up.
I didn't look at the article you sent me because reasons. So
yeah. anyway,
reasons.
You know what? It doesn't specifically say what they can compete in, mm-hmm. but those are the ones that they're being excluded out of.
And repeat them again, please.
Hearthstone, mm-hmm. Heroes of
Warcraft.
Warcraft.
Dota 2.
And Ultra Street Fighter 4.
Okay.
So, here's the thing. There's a large debate online right now on whether women should even be secluded. Because right now they have, and this is me not reading the article anymore, so it'll be a lot looser. Right now, they have different sections, kind of like football or the NBA or the NFL has. Like, they have the women's league and the men's league, and never the two meet. And some people are saying, why do they do that? And other people are saying, well, the same reason that the NBA does it is because the women would obviously get crushed with the boys. But there's no physical limitation on these women anymore. So tonight, Giant Shock is going to debate that they should continue with the segregation. And Novus is going to say that we should all just grow up and get along and whatever. Be one big happy, and if you can get beat by a girl, you got beat by a girl.
We're gonna get killed for this episode, you know it.
Basically, because whatever Giant Shock's gonna say, we're gonna try and keep these sandwich jokes.
Not the
to
puppet master made the bait. Like, it gave me that one.
Let me tell you about the bitches,
Mr. Shock. You go first. The three of us will decide who won the debate. Not necessarily if it agrees with your point of view.
We're just better than them in general. Why do I gotta argue my point?
Oh my god!
They have smaller basketballs. They don't run as fast. That's just physically. But like, they don't play video games like guys do for the most part. They have other things in their lives.
You don't think a girl can beat?
No, not the best. For the most part, no. The best guy players will smoke the best girl players, just like in any thing, really, except for going out to the bar and getting numbers, really. I feel that it might make guys a little bit more sensitive to, like, the, you know, shit talking that goes on in these things, too, because they don't want to, like, you know, have the girl cry and then they feel like a dick. Like, it's a boys' club, man. Like stop taking things away. Like, they're trying to get girls to play in Augusta, Georgia, right? And they said they'll burn that golf course down before they do that shit, right? So fuck it. I'm just saying, like, why are they taking our last little bit of the boys' club away, man? Like, I just, where guys could be guys, shit talk, fucking go hard. And again, they're not as good. They're just historically not as good, all right?
Can I just point one thing out?
What?
No, not during debates.
Okay.
It's a free forum for him and for...
Let them play in their little swimming pool, have their fun, give them the little pink trophies, and then let them be on their way. But the real deal guys are, you know, are gonna play hard, man. They're just gonna be better.
Yeah.
I have one thing to say about that.
No, we discuss after the debate.
I just want to go with damn.
After the debate.
All right, so I mean, like, give them their smaller controller, put them in their kiddie pool, and that's the end of it.
Nose adapter.
I'm just gonna back up because someone.
Hopefully, a good
fire.
Rebuttal.
First off,
oh, without the mic just dropped.
I don't want to drop this thing. It looks pretty nice. First off, number one, sensitivity. Guys get the most butthurt from losing in a game. All you hear is a whole lot of blatant racism and obnoxious words just coming from anybody who just got shot. For pretty much not being faster than the other guy.
So you think it would be a good idea? I'm just trying to lead the debate a little bit.
Okay.
So
I don't think there'd be any problem with sensitivity. Okay. I don't think that girls sit there and cry all the time when they get killed. Guys do that too. Everyone cries when they lose. Even you, I'm sure. Two.
I wouldn't know.
Two. I'm pretty sure.
Maybe I do.
I'm pretty sure that nearly half of gamers now are women.
Like, statistically, he's correct.
Statistically, I am correct. So, just because you don't see them playing a game does not mean that they're
Candy
not
Crush doesn't count.
After this episode, I'm pretty sure 0% of women
are
our listeners.
Yeah, the likes are going down right now by 3.
Right. Yeah. Anyway.
But nearly half of the gaming population is women. Are women. Just because you don't see them doesn't mean that they're not there. The fact that you're
like Santa Claus.
She doesn't even exist.
What? Oh, no. I didn't mean to throw that out there.
You want to save that for afterward?
I'm out of it.
Okay. Now, there's no reason to segregate them in a gaming sense because there's no different physical limitations. You're talking about sports and everything, different size basketballs and whatnot. That has nothing to do with games. Sure, they're trying to push games, video games, into sports things now. It doesn't work in this way. Girls can handle it. Women can handle it. Don't shake your head. And part of the problem with games in general is the fact that they are traditionally geared towards men. Traditionally geared towards men.
Awesome.
Which leads to situations like this. But there's no reason why women should be segregated in a situation like this. They should be able to play whatever games that the guys are being played, and they should be able to play all in the same competition. There should not be a men's bracket and a women's bracket. They should be able to play all together in one go.
Okay.
I didn't say anything.
End scene. So, judges, what are we thinking? Who got their point across better?
Who got their point across?
Well, I was about to say, if we're going for the point, I'm going to have to go with
I don't want to give him the win.
I don't want to either, I'm but...
To get their point across, he made a better valid point than... Because literally he pointed out... Giant Shock pointed out physical limitations. There are no physical limitations in video games. Right. He pointed out...
Yeah, with the hand-to-hand coordination...
Where
does it say that women fail at eye and hand coordination?
Are you still talking?
Giant, it's over.
And second, during ranked play or like during tournament play, you're not allowed to shit talk the other team at all. You're disqualified.
Well, let's change that. I didn't know that.
Let's change that right now.
So, there must be shit talking. That's part of gaming.
Yes.
Not during like.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm getting thrown out.
Yeah.
You don't see LeBron James dunking over some guy and not shit talking him back up the court, like.
Yeah, but you know what? Like with like again with the whole statistic that half the gamers out there or nearly half the gamers out there are women.
All right, no, you don't. How much
hear...
of the competitive gamers out there are women?
But you don't hear about
their minority.
You don't hear about them calling the fucking SWAT team on some other person
because they're not awesome enough to do that.
That was hysterical.
They wouldn't think outside the box like that.
They don't get butthurt over tiny little things.
I never
like
said
that
they would get butthurt.
You
said
they get butthurt.
I said the guys would feel bad about making fun of the girls.
That's what he did say. No. That
I never said that.
He didn't say the girls couldn't take it. He said the guys would feel bad about doing
and
it.
They would, cause but, no, because he said they would be more sensitive.
They would be more sensitive.
Yeah, but
the guys.
Anyway, just to throw my two cents in, I can see both points. Things that I would like to see mentioned in the debate on Giant Shock's side was the fact that it might actually be beneficial to the girls so that they get a little screen time, you know? So because the world might not be ready for
just
female gamers as much, and that the ladies... No, I'm going over both sides. And the ladies might actually... All right, now the women's tournament won. And get a little FaceTime. Just in case they do get...
Just like the WNBA.
Because also, if you do the segregation thing...
Right.
No one's really going to care about the women's half.
Well, they could. Why wouldn't they? Women will. 50% of gamers.
For the same reasons that no one cares about, like, you know, like most of women's sports teams. They just oh, this is for, you know, this is a sport.
Anyway, I'm just discussing what I would have liked to hear in the debate brought up.
Like, every time someone gets chainsawed in half in Gears of War, everyone stands up and claps.
I would like that.
And then, Danny, on your half, I would have liked to hear...
Some more coughing.
Just a little bit about equal opportunity and how it's stupid. This can be the one sport in which it doesn't matter. So
don't say sports.
It is an e-sport. It's e-sport.
I know.
It's an e-sport.
I know, but don't say that.
Anyway,
bowling's a sport. So.
Well, I mean, if you look at the ranks, because
everyone goes back to bowling.
I actually play Hearthstone like a lot, and like I watch a lot of the streamers. I mean, there's a lot of girl players in a stream that are legend ranked, which is not easy to get to.
Right.
Like,
right.
They're not,
I don't think
they're good players.
Yeah.
Around the room, real quick, personal opinions. I think that they should just tear the walls down.
Me too.
Victor?
Yeah, definitely.
Giant?
Yeah, they probably should. I think the side of the debate doesn't mean, like, that's my opinion.
Train?
Yeah, I think equal for all.
Danny's like, no, fuck those bitches.
He's like, you gave me this side, I should have been on the other side, huh?
The community is already all together, technically. So I think in a sports sense, it should be all together.
Okay.
And there should be shirts versus skins. Just throwing it out there.
All right. This year,
I don't want to see a whole lot of man tits, so please.
This year,
50-50.
Yeah, that's not benefiting anyone. Anyway, this year, do you think it matters that it's being held in South Korea?
No.
That they're starting the segregation shit? Do you think if
they're
it was
starting
it,
the segregation?
Well, no. But
continuing?
They're continuing the segregation. No. Do you think maybe if it ever went to a more progressive
maybe
country? Like if they had it on the good old US of A?
I was going to say Germany
exactly
or something like that.
No. Progressive country.
I was going to say Germany.
Well,
Germany?
They're super progressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Or Sweden. Let's go to Sweden. Everybody, wind power. You know what I'm saying?
That's because no one in Sweden will mess with their women. They're like 7 feet tall.
There you go.
Those Nordic girls.
Right.
But just to let you know, like, it's totally opposite in South Korea. When mm-hmm. the older the women are, the more power they have.
Right, I
it's
heard.
It's magical out there, bro.
No, no, no.
The older the berry, the sweeter the juice.
The old people fly around out there. Man, it's crazy.
All right, good debate. I'm going to say... you can't beat Giants passion. What do you want?
He didn't make valid points.
He didn't. He didn't. Danny. No. Danny gets it. Danny
no,
gets
man.
It.
Top tier basher, John Shaw.
Danny gets a win.
It's not about making points. It's about winning a debate.
No. That's how you do it.
You need to have
debate.
Physical points. You need that.
Like, did Johnny Cocker make any points when he fucking got OJ off?
Yo, sometimes no. It's
he got
pure,
OJ off. If the glove don't fit, you must have quit. That has to be true.
It's pure charisma. That's how you win a debate.
That's pretty much how he gets the debates. He has the charisma. He has the...
I always take the hard to like side too.
Yeah, no, he's always the devil's advocate.
Yes.
And he just has the charisma to sit there and say, yo, I'm fucking right. He's always wrong. Right. He always wins the debate just because he has that, you know, like, yo. All
right. All right.
I got punch and pie over here.
We'll finish this in Shooting the Breeze. All right. So the last thing I want to ask tonight is I'm sure a bunch of listeners are interested in what it's like to game in China. So this is A Squad interrogates Trying to Kill.
Now you listen here, you little bitch. I want some real simple questions. I want some real simple answers.
I thought you were going to end it with, like, listen here, you little bitch. Yo, someone get some water torture out of you. Interrogate this guy.
I was kind of expecting like a gong and a
yeah.
No.
And I was bad during my debate.
Bashing women, bashing China.
People don't realize me and China have been friends for a while. So, do you do a lot of gaming in China?
Yeah, I do a
lot.
You
do. Now, you can't join up with us in regular Xbox One games or PS4, correct?
It'd be too slow.
He'd be dragging us down like a fucking albatross, man.
Yeah. Right.
It's just the latency would be too big.
Now, I never see you on the PlayStation Network or the Xbox. Is there a reason?
Yes, because...
You defriended him, remember?
Can I just hear you, little bitch?
Well,
does China have something?
Yeah, they have a thing called the Great Firewall.
Fuck no, really?
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, that's what the world calls it. So
keeps
it
Genghis Khan out. From what
Italy has a Leaning Tower Wall. Like.
it blocks. They filter everything. Even if I want to download something off of Steam, it takes me like a year and a day to download something. Even when I hook up to a VPN, if I'm connecting to an American server, because I have to do a proxy to go to American servers, it takes a while. My latency jumps up. I can't play certain games. I definitely can't play any Dota games or League of Legends games on the American side as easy as I could play it on the Chinese side.
Okay.
What about the competition out there? Is it stiff or is it the USA just harder?
Oh, no. It's actually the American side of LOL is easier than the Chinese side.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
The Chinese play it regularly, like every day. Like,
have you ever seen dodgeball episode of South Park? That was
well, they have internet bars where it's just like it's just computers, rows and rows and rows and rows, all hooked up, and everyone's in there. They're playing either LOL, Dota, World of Warcraft. They have these other like girl games which guys play. It's like dancing games,
mm-hmm.
like Beatmania,
which you play, right?
No.
Yeah, I heard you're top tier.
Triple T.
They play online soccer a lot, like FIFA. I forgot which one.
2014, I would think.
No. It's
2013.
Right.
But they're playing like FIFA games, and they all play online against one another.
China's only allowed to win.
Really? Because they don't have a team in FIFA.
Yeah, I know. It's weird because they don't want to be part of the FIFA thing because of the whole since 1980, I think, 9, when they took over Tibet, and then they banned FIFA because they gave Tibet their own team in the game. Yeah. Oh. So they don't want to do that no more.
Oh, that's fucking interesting.
Yeah.
Japan also doesn't have a team either, even though...
I expected the Tibetan team to be like, did anyone ever see Shaolin Soccer?
Yeah.
They're
probably epic out there.
Well, in online gaming, they're really great. Team-based real-life games, they suck. They are the...
What's a team-based real-life game?
Like soccer or like basketball.
Sport?
Yeah.
Sports games? Is that what you're trying to say?
No. Like,
what the fuck is a team-based real-life game?
Right.
Badminton?
Volleyball?
No, they're good in badminton. You don't want to fuck with them in badminton.
California games, they suck. It's like they're... Like, footbag? What is footbag?
But no, like sport, like,
all of a sudden?
but sports, like live sports games, they're really bad because it's all about me. But virtual, they're all about team. Like, but if something good drops in one of those games, mm-hmm. those greedy motherfuckers would be the first ones to just try to grab that shit.
Now, another thing, for an American to be over there and play video games, do you have Americans you play with on the Chinese servers? Like, is it easy to find other Americans?
No. I play with...
If you could you friend them and just have a little...
Is it like, a white male looking for white male? Let's be honest.
Right.
Well, the first couple ones
that
he answered...
That didn't work out. That didn't work
first
out.
Couple ones he answered didn't work out the way it was.
But, if you find one random guy who also speaks English, you talk to him, what up, and become friends.
I'm sorry, did you just say who asshole speaks English?
No, also?
Well, this is recorded, so
okay.
We'll
okay.
Find out. All right.
So, yeah, so that's the only way you could actually meet other English speakers playing games.
But that doesn't happen?
Very, very rarely. Because
I would assume that like they would have whole guilds in these MMOs dedicated to English speakers.
And... Well, if you're playing an MMO, it's much different. But if you're playing like Counter-Strike, CS, right. which is a huge, huge following over there, I say about maybe 60% of like an internet bar is only playing Counter-Strike.
Hmm.
It's still kind of difficult because it's a drop-in game. If you're playing Counter-Strike, you just hop in for that mission. They play zombie mode, so you're only coming in for that one session.
Do you play MMOs over there?
I just play Terror Rising, which is an American-based game, so it's much easier for me.
Okay.
I tried to play other MMOs, but it's so difficult because maybe you'll meet 7 English or 7 other people who speak English. So,
and you're stuck. If that guy's a total dick, then there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, because then everybody, like, you can't really read what's going on because world chat's happening. All this shit is happening.
Well, right. For the gamers that are there, where do they go to buy their games and whatnot? Are they all digital at this point, or do they have your version of GameStop out there?
There is no GameStop.
Their version of it? Like,
No, there's nothing.
There's no
like,
games. Stores just dedicated to the gameplay?
No. They have, like...
Mom and pop stores?
Like a store that'll sell like maybe 2 games and then it'll be like all this other stuff. They don't have
like a bodega?
Yeah, kind of like a bodega. Yeah. So it's like there's like no store just dedicated to just video games.
So like let's say a new game comes out, like for example, what came out? I don't know.
Watch Dogs. Per se
Watch Dogs, yeah.
If you really wanted it bad, you would have to go either order it online.
Mm-hmm.
Have it shipped from Japan or wherever where you want it from.
Okay.
To where you are. Or you would have to go to a free trade zone maybe a month later after the game came out.
So there's no like mall or something like a mall?
Like a Best Buy or nothing like that or nothing?
Did they even have electronic stores that you could just go to?
Well, let me just ask you this also. Do you just live in a rural area?
No, there's parts
of Virginia that don't have GameStops either.
No. It's a very big city.
Okay.
It's a tier 2 city, which is like ranked right below
tier
like
one.
Beijing. right?
A little above tier three.
But no, they don't play console games over there. It's very, very
just computer based.
Just computer based because they're banned. They just recently lifted the ban on console games.
Jesus.
Now, how do you work with, like, the you play online games, the keyboard? Do you have, like, an English keyboard, or does it, like, how does it work when you're typing to people?
All the keyboards are English. But on Windows...
Would you like to use this?
No. On Windows, they have, if you hold Alt and set it up, you can hit Alt and Control, and you could switch languages. So you could switch to Chinese, English, and back and forth.
Do they have more keys on the keyboard?
No. The keyboard is an English keyboard. Same.
Oh, it's all the same? All
right. Same. But if you want to switch it to Chinese, you just hit like Alt and Shift or Alt and Control to switch it back and
forth. That's interesting. I never knew that.
Yeah.
Would you say, though, that your travels, that PC-based games are just more popular outside of the U.S.?
Yes. They're way more popular.
Do you think that's because, frankly, we live a little more of an excessive lifestyle over here, so we buy machines that are dedicated to gaming while the computer has other functions?
I think it's harder to play PC games because you have to keep your PC updated as far as, like, car. You know,
yeah, sound, but that also helps for work or whatever, you know.
A sound and a video card doesn't help for... I mean,
I don't know. Let's find out, Train to Kill.
The reason why it's banned...
How up-to-date is your computer, by the way? I know you kept the D's computer.
Well, I literally brought my computer last time I came home, like 9 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty brand new.
Now, why'd you buy it here?
Oh, because over there, to buy like any electronics, you get heavily tariffed. All
right.
So maybe a graphics card costs maybe $300 here. It'll cost like $550 there. That's so... Right. I'd rather buy it when I'm home, so it's, you know, less.
Even though they make it, like, what if... No, are there products over there, such as, I don't know, the knockoff controllers or anything like that, that are actually cheaper over there?
Yeah, there's cheaper things, but you get what you pay for. It's cheap. It's cheap for a reason. Mm-hmm. But they make all the...
Well, I mean, that's a rule over here, too. Made in China stuff is probably cheaper in China.
Yeah, it is. It's all relative.
Well, technically, it's not cheaper because if it's made in China, it's still being exported from here.
Yeah.
Because it's made here, then there, then came back.
Yeah.
But the point, all the stuff is actually made in Taiwan. And then Taiwan is considered by China, it's part of its country.
Right.
But to the world, it's still kind of a free country, but not really. It's a very touchy matter over there.
Mm-hmm.
But anything made there or in the... All the electronics are made there or the Philippines. So
right.
It's all considered export.
Have you heard about this video game Island going up off the coast? Yeah. Oh, they're doing China is doing a dedicated island to, at least a piece of it is going to have a video game section for the world. It's going to have a tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Stadium.
I heard about that.
The B-Zone. Super sexy.
Yeah, but it's kind of weird because...
the deep V.
the problem with that is I don't know how many tournaments they're going to have because you're going to fly from your country. They're going to fly everybody from each country to there to have a tournament.
Right. Like they're doing in South Korea.
But that's only like that's like a world championship.
Right.
So they're going to have one world champion, or they're going to have like regional championships games there, which is not going to draw that many people in. A lot of people are going to watch it through Twitch, via the internet. Not a lot of people are going to pay to go there.
I was going to say, a lot of people can afford to fly across the world.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't know how well that little stadium is going to do. It's a huge stadium. Like they posted up all these pictures about it,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know how well it's going to do.
Is the discussions among the Chinese members over there just saying, yeah, that shit's going to bomb?
No. No one's actually really talked. They had like a half a page article about it, and they showed you pictures all about it, but then they were like, that's it, done. They don't really hang on to their news.
Do you guys have your own separate site over there? I know the internet is heavily policed over there. Can you just go to IGN?
Yeah, I could go to, like, IGN. I can't go on Google now that Google and China are having another epic war with each other.
But you can Bing, right?
Yeah, I can.
That's
Bing.
How big
yeah.
Google is. It's having a fight with a fucking country.
So yeah, they're having like a huge like war between each other. So can't go on that. So a lot of things is take me a while to do.
Okay, but I guess what I was saying was well, also follow-up question that I want to get out of the way first. I know China can't be portrayed badly in any media. So, like, can you be watching a video and you're like, oh, the next Call of Duty is going to be sweet? And then you're like, oh, China's somewhat in it as a bad light. That's a wrap. I'm not getting this game now.
Well, the thing is, you wouldn't have any media on it. There would be no.
They would cut the video out of IGN itself?
It wouldn't load, yeah. Anything that portrays China in a negative light, such as what is it?
So, Battlefield 4, my reference to that hilarious episode of South Park before. You have no idea what I was talking about.
Well, I can get it because I have a VPN and I can watch it.
Quick question. A game like what's that?
And for people who don't know, VP is
VPN, virtual private network.
A game like Army of 2-2, right? That wasn't necessarily about bad, like didn't put China bad light. Had a level in China where it had a bad guy. Like, what about something like that? Would they just cut that level out, or just
Do you think they'd bother to just ban the game, or would they bother to just cut out the? It depends. Like the Battlefield 4. The Red Dog, Red Dragon, right? Mm-hmm. That's a DLC.
Right.
That DLC is banned. Can't download it.
Well, that's kind of easy, but what if it was just a board in the middle of a game that already existed?
Like the second or third board in Army of Two, the second one, had a board where there was a Chinese bad guy. And
well, then that's probably cut out. Anything that portrays China in a negative view, mm-hmm. cut out. China can't be perceived as an aggressor
mm-hmm.
in anything. It can't be it can't be held as like defending their own country. So anything that has China involved in a conflict.
So that, what about an internal conflict like Dynasty Warriors?
That's totally different. That's like,
that's a history.
That's technically historical because these guys were
alive. Lu Bu was a beast like that in China.
Well,
flew around getting little bags of rice to help his level up.
But well, no, those guys are considered like heroes and devils of their time.
Like Davy Crockett,
right? So it's like
just like Davy Crockett,
just like Davy Crockett, except like, you know, right. Lu Bu came.
What was
in
their
there.
Version of the Alamo? Exactly.
But yeah, you know, those types of games are different because they portray
loved by few, hated by many. Davy Crockett, respected by all.
I'm a screamer.
But. Yeah, those types of games are okay.
But do you ever find these gaps in a game and you're just like, wait a second. Like, do you ever, like, you're playing a game and they're like, we gotta go to next scene. And you're like, wait a second.
No, that like, it would be more clean cut than that. Like, like on DLCs, if there was something that was supposed to happen and then they'll mention it in another game, like another part. It would just be more like, oh, this happened. And it's like, okay.
A question with the Xbox One. I'm not sure if you know or if they even have it there yet, but all the apps that they have for, you know, streaming and everything we have here in America, are those all banned? Like
anything like YouTube, banned. Anything like that, like social media, banned. Mm-hmm. The only thing that they would have, Twitch.
All right.
They have their own version of all the social media that we have. Instead of Facebook, they have Ren. So it's literally a carbon copy.
Translation?
Person.
All right.
So it's literally a carbon copy of that to that.
And they're not giving out any money to Facebook, right?
No.
But you have Facebook, though.
I have Facebook because I have a VPN.
And they don't mind you having that?
No.
Because it's personal?
What are they going to do?
Because...
Well, not allow it.
All right. When I want to buy... When I go and buy my internet, I have to give them my passport. They write down my passport number. They take They take all this because foreigners have to be regulated. They have to know what the foreigner's doing. That's it.
Are Chinese nationalists allowed to have a VPN?
They're not supposed to, no.
Oh, all right.
But they can buy it because the service, they buy a service online.
If I buy but if they're not supposed to, then...
The government don't know. If I buy it from, let's say...
What if they listen to this podcast?
Well, oh, well, right? You know what I'm saying? Let me check H-Squad.
Everyone's here in Train to Kill, calling out Giant.
See Tommy 10 years now with a gigantic beard. Like, they took that shit serious. They weren't fucking around.
But yet, they're not, like, Chinese nationals are not supposed to have VPNs. They just go on and buy them. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, one of those things, like, they
know. Can you name a couple of them that you know that do? Yeah, no, I don't do that.
My friends, right? You know? But, yeah. But it's, like, one of those things, like, don't jaywalk.
Right.
You know?
Oh, it's not that big a deal?
They're not supposed to, but the government's like, whatever, you know? As they're paying another Chinese company this.
No, another quick question. Does it extend... How far does it extend the cutting out?
Like, I thought you meant, but the Great Wall.
No.
Right. It's from the sea, right? All the way down the sea. Anyway, does it extend to anything that would... Like, let's say that there was an Asian... person in a game for Chinese descent, but it didn't actually pertain to the country of China, but the guy was like a total slob and a douche and like
well no, that'd be totally okay,
like, that would
yeah
they'd be like fine, some people are slobby,
like,
you see
like Kung Fu Hustle, they make you know some of the characters in that like stupid drunks that smash fat and stuff,
right?
Yeah, that,
but not like, the only Asian dude.
No, not like the premise of it is right. that the Asian
it's, people yeah, right. It's a comedy, it, like if a game it's funny,
mm-hmm.
It's okay. But if it's like, think about Call of Duty and all this, right? They don't want to perceive as an aggressor.
You're right.
Okay. You know what's funny? In all these video games that are war-based, I never really took America or the country that we're fighting with as one or another as aggressor. I just took it as a war game. And...
No. Call of Duty 2, I never wanted to. When they were like, you want to be the Nazis or Americans? Yeah. I want to be an American.
They didn't give you that choice. It was on
the- it was Germany, Axis or Allies or whatever.
It's like you're sitting there, gunning down those fucking brave men, swords. Yeah,
I didn't want to do that.
And then after playing a few more World War II based games, you're like, thinking about going to the other side for a change.
Yeah. Well, the Germans had the better guns.
When they were talking
MP44.
When they were talking concepts of Call of Duty, Call of Duty 2, they were like, man, I just want to be. In the mind of those brave men who are fending off that beach from those barn invaders, what are you talking about?
I thought we were on the same page.
You want to know what Call of Duty 2 taught me? That soldiers can't run.
Right. Do you have any propaganda games over there that we wouldn't have?
Big American Devil's a huge hit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know because, like, I only play to my interests. I don't go outside and look for anything else. But there are some weird games that, like, I don't even know. Yeah.
Do you have 500-foot centerfold? We know you do. It was a game that was launched over there, I swear.
500-foot centerfold?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what you're talking about, Eric.
He's not allowed to talk about
it. It was a stupid game that they came up with. You have to, like... Your plane fighting this giant centerfold. She's in a bikini. You have to shoot certain points of her body to take her down.
Her titties.
Her titties, her ass.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying now. All
right, yeah.
But, no, I have no knowledge of that game.
Okay.
Lies. Top score. Train to kill.
Right, top score. Train to kill. They can't know. All right. So, anyone else got any questions?
Was to shoot the breeze.
Yeah, I thought that was very important.
You feel
Thanks.
Interrogated? You all right?
I feel good.
All right, we'll let you out of Guantanamo now.
Hey, listen here, you little bitch.
All right, so that's it for this week's show. We're gonna do a little shooting the breeze, which is where we talk about anything. It doesn't have to be fact based or anything. And then we're gonna let Tom ship on back to China. Here Dude. Is shooting the breeze.
Yo, next time we have a debate, like, just take me out of it because everyone complains that I don't fucking fight with facts.
Nah.
You don't. If we every single time I go, yo, I'll send you an article. You're like, nah, I got this.
Yo, if I'm ever in a debate, he's my partner. We're doing this, okay?
I'll do a tag team debate. Except if I'm going to break. No, I'm not having you two versus Grandpa Salty and Danny. It's going to be like,
yeah.
I'm not even gonna allow them to lose.
I've seen too many like unfortunate look, so they're like folding up their written paper.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, where they're just ripping up their notebook, feeling bad.
But you were arguing today with a whole buttload of stereotypes.
I'm like, sorry, why are there stereotypes?
At least he didn't do kitchen or sandwich. That's what I was expecting from him.
Oh, I really was. I was hoping.
I was waiting.
I wasn't
saying that their place is in the kitchen, but as far as competition... I said the word.
I'm just saying if they had a cooking mama.
I'm just saying if the computer happened to be in the kitchen, they can play. No, yeah.
If it was a baking cookies contest.
We're not doing this.
Anyway, no, but I forget
where
my hope
was. Where do you think that baking game came from?
The deck was stacked against you. So that was just unfortunate. And you pulled out the only thing you could, which was stereotypes.
How am I going to make that that argument, like any factual base? Oh, well, women shouldn't play video games because, you know...
No, not they couldn't play video games.
It's
they
because
couldn't.
One week a with month, men. They're not rational.
Yeah. we can't play video games with men because
China Shop is all facts.
Listen, old boys, don't mean to much jump bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble.
you could have just watched, Fox News for 2 weeks, and you probably could have went out on a
give, lot. Yeah, you're not. Lucky that I took that chance, side. Man. What the fuck would you have said?
At least he was willing to be a bit of a jerk about it.
You were shocked at silence by that comment.
And every, and all of you guys were like, oh, I can't wait to hear what he says. But like, you were like making it like you didn't want to hear. But you all wanted it.
Oh,
no,
I want to hear.
No, I will be the first to admit it.
I want to hear every word, John.
I guarantee you.
The words out of your mouth, I have heard however many times before. So it's right. Not like
five best
debaters
all time. Brian.
He spits hot fire.
He spits hot fire. Oh, man.
Not that we like tooting our own horns, but... Toot, toot.
What the hell is that for? Oh, a commercial I like.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I enjoyed the debate. I would like to do a tag team debate next time. That'd be fun. I never
we
had
a
partner.
We could do a tag team debate. I need to a tag team debate.
Oh, we're down.
See, problem, yeah, I'm where you guys can just spitball off each other.
I'm not a debater, though.
See, I'm the problem is that I'm the host of the show, but growing up with a twin brother who's very snarky, and I'm very snarky as well, I'm like a master debater.
Are you?
I'm going to say that.
Super master debater.
Oh, really?
Bro, I want to say...
When the fists come out.
Again, that, I mean, growing up with you and Jay, that helps out a lot. With,
right, like, right.
Like, how many times we had to, like, argue over dumb things about, like...
Daily.
Not even, like, argue, like, for, like about, like... I'm talking about, like... I don't even know half the arguments we had. Like, it was crazy.
Nonsensical.
Yes. Yeah, but then, you know, you bring
yeah,
in
which one of you punched the other one about monkey ball?
I got punched over a monkey ball game. I got
you
punched over
it?
A couple games.
There was
yeah,
air humping and fuck your monkey ball. Yeah.
I was pretty much air humping the TV at the time.
Oh, man.
And then
there was alcohol in
it. Was it
just got up, stiff arm, punched me Al Bundy style.
He had his monkey ball on like, the hardest one. Like, it was one of the things you had to land one on the target. And, you know, Dan's coming in and just knocks that bitch off as he air humps. He goes, fuck your monkey ball.
It was bad.
It was as bad as Yeehaw. Oh, God.
Yeehaw.
When your brother got the Yeehaw burger and then we didn't let him go.
It was a rodeo burger. And then, unfortunately, he ate the rodeo burger before Halo Land Party.
Who would have thought that was going to be a thing the rest of that night?
I don't know, man. You never know. All right. So we're going to wrap it up this week. Mm-hmm. Tom, thanks for being on. Ladies out there, I do believe you need an equal chance on it. And to prove there's no hard feelings, I have this clip of Giant Shot getting the name of our show wrong.
Gay Squad.
I mean, Gay Squad.
that particular podcast was the podcast that you were like, hey, we're podcasting tonight, right? I'm like, yeah. I'm fucking drunk.
I remember that. All right, so from us to you guys, thanks for playing.